上个礼拜讲什么你还记得吗？
Last week, do you remember what we have started on?
上个礼拜我们讲光与暗的原理。
We talk about the principle of light and also darkness.
刚好上个礼拜呢很暗，这个礼拜很亮。
And because it was so dark, and this is so bright.
就是这一节圣经告诉我们。
And that's what this Bible tells us.
黑夜快要结束了。
And the dark is already now going to deep darkness.
黑夜越来越深了。
And when it's going to deep darkness,
白昼已经很靠近。
And also this day is at hand.
你们就不要过黑暗的生活。
And do not lead a life of darkness then.
不要过暗昧的行为的生活。
And do not also lead a life which is in darkness.
神是在光明中居住的上。
That God dwells in light.
神就是光。
And God himself is light.
神吩咐光从黑暗里面出来。
And God commanded this light to emerge from darkness.
最先创造光。
Initially, he created light first.
神用光照在死荫幽暗里面的人。
And God used light to shine on the deep dark valley.
神赐下基督成为世界的光。
And God has given Christ Jesus as the light of the world.
神使基督照明每一个活在世界上的人。
So that God allowed Christ Jesus to shine everyone who live in the world.
神又借着圣灵使我们成为光明的子女。
And through the Holy Spirit, we are called the children of light.
但是我们要行在光中。
And then we must walk in light.
如同上帝住在光里面。
Like God who dwells in light.
我们就与主相交。
Then we have a communion with
God.
我们
就与弟兄相交。
And also communion with the brothers and sisters.
这样我们就可以行在光中接光明的果子。
Then we are walking in light and also bear the fruit of light.
留心行光明事。
So he will pay attention to do the work of light.
成为为主发光的见证。
So he is a witness then to the light.
这些都是圣经的话。
All these are the words of the Bible.
原来提到光，圣经讲了这么多，而且次序这么清楚。
So the mention of light, the Bible talks about so much of it, and also the order is clear.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
耶稣基督曾经为施洗约翰做了一个很重要的见证。
And Jesus Christ had borne a very important testimony to John the Baptist.
他说：“你们到旷野去要看什么呢？”
He said, "When you go to the wilderness, what are you going to see?"
你要看芦苇吗？
Do you want to see this reed?
我告诉你，约翰是一个压伤的芦苇。
I tell you why this drone is oppressed reed.
约翰是点缀的明灯。
He is also the light lamp.
所以当约翰正在怀疑耶稣是不是弥赛亚的时候，
so at the time when John the Baptist was doubtful whether he is Christ,
他的信心动摇得很厉害。
When he's shaken with his faith,
他灵性低潮得很厉害。
And his spirituality is now in the valley.
他不但自己怀疑，
not only he himself skeptical,
他的信仰的动摇，他灵性的怀疑都告诉他的学生。
And that kind of doubt that he had also passed on to the disciples.
如果今天王福牧师对会友说，我的不信耶稣到底是不是救主？
If this Reverend Wong were to tell his congregation, say, I do not believe whether Christ Jesus is a savior or not.
教会的这事一定皱起眉头，什么牧师啊？
Then their congregation and the elders will frown and see the what kind of pastor you are.
你自己都不信耶稣去救主，还敢做牧师讲道给我听？
You yourself do not also believe in Christ. How can you preach him as a pastor?
你可以想着，约翰已经低落到什么地步？
So you can see how this John the Baptist has fallen.
但是耶稣基督没有批评他。
But Jesus did not criticize him.
耶稣没有在背后在审判他。
Jesus did not at the back judge him.
耶稣称赞他。
And by praising brother,
说什么呢？
What did he say?
约翰是芦苇，
John is the reed.
约翰是点缀的明灯，
It is the lamp which is lit.
当然，明灯有时会出烟雾，因为什么呢？因为已经失去了那个火了。
But even this lamp, sometimes they have this smoke because they have the light have been quenched.
现在将要灭了。
Then before it's been quenched,
芦苇可能被压伤。
The reed also can be bruised.
那这个时候，耶稣基督就变成压伤的芦苇，他不折断；江残的灯火，他不吹灭。
And at this time, Jesus Christ Himself will not also put away this light which is already darkened, and also the bruised reed to be removed.
就应验了耶稣基督在以赛亚书第四十二章上帝对圣子的称赞。
Then it fulfilled what the God the Father praised the Son in Isaiah chapter 42.
我们每一个侍奉主的人，
We who are serving the Lord,
盼望我们也活在光明中。
How we pray that we live in light.
而且我们将残的时候，求主再一次 点燃我们的火。
And before we go off with the fire, God rekindle us.
我们现在继续再看罗马书第十三章。
But continually, we want to read Romans chapter 13.
翻到了大家一同开声来读。
Then we want to read together.
罗马书第十三章。
Romans chapter 13.
我们再一同开声来读。第十二节第十三节
Reading verse 12 and 13
翻到了一同来读黑夜已深百昼将近我们就当脱去暗昧的行为带上光明的兵器行事为人要端正好像行在白昼不可荒宴醉酒不可好色邪荡不可增进妒忌再一次我们一同再来读第二十二章十三节黑夜已深百昼将近我们就当脱去暗昧的行为带上光明的兵器行事为人要端正好像行在百昼不可荒宴醉酒不可好色邪荡不可增进嫉妒我们在此低头祷告我们请黎博士带领我们祷告
父神我们感谢你保守我们使我们今天能够再一次来到你的圣座前也能够来到你的跟前我们恳求主借着圣灵真理的灵再一次的能够透过你的仆人讲解带我们进入真理的当中也求主使我们每一个人都有个谦卑受教的心受教于圣经受教于圣灵这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名阿们
阿们从这段的圣经很清楚地告诉我们
From this passage so clearly that we have been taught
一个基督徒有很清楚有很敏感的时代感
That the Christian has a very sensitive and very clear sense of age
而这就是我们的主对我们的要求
This is the demand coming from our Lord
他说你们看见天发红的时候
He said that when you see the sky is red
你们就知道这是什么时刻
You know what time it is now
但是呢你们却不知道这个时代是个怎样的时代
But you didn't know how to discern the time
一个打鱼的人呢
A one who is a fisherman
他还没有把渔船开到海中间的时候
Before he rowed the boat deep into the sea
他一定看天再看海
He will see the sky and also see the sea
天的颜色是怎样的颜色
Because what kind of color the heaven is
海的颜色是怎样的颜色
And what kind of color the sea is
就可以告诉他风快要到或者还没有到
It's going to tell him whether the wind is coming or not
今天把船开出去到底有没有价值
Today, if we were to sail out into the sea, is it valuable?
你能不能打到鱼
Can we catch some fish now?
不在乎你的船多好
It doesn't depend how good your ship is.
不在乎你打鱼的技术多高
Or how skillful you are in fishing.
不在乎你过去的经验多少
Or how much experience you have in the past.
在乎天时
But it depends on the time.
在乎时机的问题
And also opportunity.
所以这样的他打鱼的时候
So at the time when you go fishing,
他一定先看天看海
He will first look at the sky and the sea.
决定要不要把鱼船把它开出去
Then you will decide whether to stay deep into the sea or not.
我曾经在一个渔村布道的时候
When I was preaching in a fishing village,
我住在一个渔翁的家里
I stay in a fisherman's place.
他每天跟我吃饭的时候
Every day when he had a meal with me,
跟我谈了许多关于打鱼的事情
He talked to me a lot of things about fishing.
但是我非常有兴趣
I was interested.
因为我的主耶稣基督在地上拣选了许多门徒都是打鱼的
Because my Lord Jesus Christ went up on earth, he also has many disciples who are fishermen.
而且四福音也记载许多打鱼的事情。
And the gospel also recorded many things about fishing.
所以他跟我讲解这些事的时候
So when he talked to me about all these things,
无形中增加了我对圣经一些的认识。
So my knowledge of the Bible increased then.
他说当哪一种黑色的云出来的时候
He said when what kind of dark clouds appear,
绝对不能打到鱼的。
Absolutely cannot get any fish at all.
我就对圣经更清楚了解。
So all the more I understand the Bible.
耶稣说你们能分辨天色
Jesus said you can discern the sky
你却不明白这个怎么样的时代
But you do not know what kind of age you are living in
讲主要我们很懂得从天色认识我们的时代
So our Lord Jesus Christ want us from the sky know how to tell the age
照样保罗在这里告诉我们
Here Paul tells the same
百天快要到
And also he says that this night is almost nearly gone.
白天快要到什么意思
But the light is coming.
也就是世界黑暗的统治有一天会结束的
Within the reign of darkness in the world will one day be passed.
主的应许已经快要来
And the promise of our Lord is coming.
而圣经同所有其他的经典 最大的不同的地方。
The greatest difference of the Bible as compared to other kind of holy books,
特别是数算日子是从晚上开始数。
And especially in the calculating of time that begin from the evening.
从创世纪第一面告诉我们，先有晚上，后有白天。这是第一天。
Even from the first chapter of the Genesis, it says that there is night, there is day, and that's the first day.
所以从黑夜到白天。
So beginning from the, this night and then today.
黑夜到白天。
And from night to day.
这是上帝的数算办法。
This is the way God calculated.
我们东方的这个文化。
We as Oriental culture.
算日子一定是从白天算到晚上。
We count from the day until night.
所以当太阳上升或者一天开始。
So when the sun rises, you say a day.
然后我们开始从那一天算起，算到晚上结束，就是一天完了。
So we count that as the beginning of the day when the night comes at the end of the day.
圣经不是这样算法。
The Bible calculates differently.
圣经从晚上算起。
The Bible calculates from the night.
算到第二天快要进入晚上的时候，才叫一天结束。
Until the next day when it comes into the night again, that's the end of the day.
百昼结束的时候，就是一天结束。
So when the day ends, that is the end of the day.
晚上开始的时候是一天开始。
When the night begins, that's the beginning of the day.
这个算法跟东方的这些文化的算法有什么不同呢？
And this calculating as to our oriental calculating, what's the difference? Then?
东方的文化的算法是从亮算到暗就结束了。
The oriental calculating is that from brightness until when it comes to darkness, and that's the end.
人是从暗把人带进光明，给到你整天的光明可以使用完了才结束。
But then God calculated from dark until the daytime comes until you finish the use of day, and that's the end.
所以我们属黑暗。走向光明。
And that's why from darkness we walk into light.
我们从黑夜走向白天。
And also from the night we go to the day.
每个人的人生都有这种积极的看法。
And everybody has that positive thinking.
那么对自己有这样积极的要求。
And we have this positive demand from ourselves.
我们就做一个脱离黑暗归向白天的人。
Then we want to leave the darkness and go back and return to the light.
离开黑夜归向白天的人。
And leave the night and go to belong to the day.
先有晚上，后有白天。
Because there's first the night and then there's the day.
那么现在黑夜已经很深了。
So we see that the night is now near.
白昼将近。
And also the day is here.
甚至自从犯罪以后。
After we have sinned.
我们就等候耶稣基督再来。
We're waiting for Christ Jesus coming.
耶稣基督再来就像新的黎明来到人类。
Because when Christ Jesus comes, it's like a dawn that before man.
我们正像在黑暗中间醒起来的人，
just as those who are awakened from darkness,
等候东方太阳的上升，
and waiting for the sun to arise from east,
我们等候白天的来到，
and we wait for the day to come,
一个对主的再来又是等候的人，
the one who is awaiting for the return of Christ,
他应当尽心竭力预备自己等候主的再来。
He must try his very best to prepare himself for the return of his Lord.
这句圣经不但对每一个时代有很伟大的教训跟启发的意义。
This statement actually have a very great inspiration and meaning to every age.
这就是你在第四世纪的时候
，on the fourth century，
曾经感动了一个伟大的历史神，一个神学的历史专家。
Yes, touched actually heart of the historical theologian，
也是一个伟大的最伟大的教父之一。
And also one of the great church father，
这个人就是奥古斯丁。
It's called Augustine.
奥古斯丁到二十九岁的时候
，Augustine when he was age 29，
还是站在一个错误的信仰上来过他的学术生活。
He was still standing on a wrong belief to live his academic life.
他十九岁的时候接受了一种的宗教。
When he was 19, he received a kind of religion
叫做摩尼教
called Manichaeism.
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 摩尼教是谁开始的呢？
Now who began this Manichaeism?
就是一个叫做 Mani 的人开始。
One is called Mani.
那 Mani 这个人呢，他相信的神是双重的。
Mani, he believed in a God who is a duality.
也就是有光明的神，有黑暗的神，两个神互相敌对。
So he believed in a God of light and a God of darkness who are fighting each other.
这种观念跟波斯宗教是很相近。
And this kind of religion, the belief is quite close to the Persian belief.
那波斯宗教相信宇宙有两个神。
And the Persian believe that in the world there are two gods.
好的神跟坏的神。
A God of goodness, a God of evil.
好的神是良善。
And the God of goodness, good,
是管理光明
is the one who controls the light.
坏的神是邪恶的
And the God of evil is the one who is evil.
是管理黑暗的
He controls the darkness.
又叫做光明的神跟黑暗的神
So it could be called the God of light and God of darkness.
光明的神名字叫做 Master.
And the God of light is called Master.
整个的名字叫 Ahura Mazda.
Ahura Mazda.
Mazda 后来 就日本人把它做一个汽车 Mazda 汽车就用这个名字
And later on this Japanese make a car model called Mazda
那么黑暗的神呢叫做呢 The Angra Mindhu
And also this god of darkness called Angra Mindhu
没有人要用这个名做汽车做什么都不要的
And no one will use this name to make a car
因为这是黑暗的
Because it's darkness
这是邪恶的
It's evil
所以 Mazda
Mazda
是光明的神
It's the god of light
但是这个 Mindhu 是黑暗的神
It's the god of darkness
那么波斯宗教的这个创办人叫做 Zoroaster
So this, the founder of this person's religion is called Zoroaster
Zoroaster 他相信他在山上领受上帝的启示
Zoroaster believed that upon the mountain he received the revelation of God
当然这个事情很可能是摩西以后900年的事情
And this thing could have happened 900 years after Moses
也就是祖先600年的时候
About 600 years before Christ
但是以赛亚以后
After Isaiah,
耶利米以后
and after Jeremiah,
但以理以后
and after Daniel,
所以是很迟的事情
so it's a very late age.
另外一个传说说他是主前1000年
another legend goes that it's 1000 years before Christ.
也不过是大卫的时候
so it was at the time of David.
所以已经是摩西以后好几百年的
时候 so it's a few hundred years after Moses.
无论他是主前1000年
no matter it's 1000 years BC,
或者他的主前600年
or 600 years BC,
这都是在摩西以后好几世纪才发生的事
This is after a few centuries after Moses
那么有一点模仿
So there is a copycat
Something like an imitation 因为什么摩西在山上领受启示
Because it's like Moses you receive revelation on the mountain
领受耶和华上帝的启示
Receive the revelation of God Jehovah
然后对以色列人说你的上帝是独一的上帝
Then he proclaimed to the Israelites your God is the only God
除他以外没有别的上帝
Other than him, there's no other God.
所以就尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主你的上帝
So you must love your God with all your mind, all your strength, and also your heart.
但是呢 Zoroaster 说他领受的是另外一个启示
So this Zoroaster, when he said he received another revelation,
因为上帝是两种不同的神
Because God is two kinds of God.
是光明的神叫做 Master, 黑暗的神叫做 Mindhu。
And God of light called the Master, and God of darkness called Mindhu.
那么跟我们的上帝所启示的真理不同在哪里
？And where is the difference of our belief whereby we receive revelation from God?
神是创造者
，God is the creator.
神是复位者
，God is the sort of provider.
神终究之后要成为审判者。
And then God also will become the judge for us.
但是呢 Zoroaster 相信两个神不是这样。
But Zoroaster believes that these two gods are not that.
黑暗的神跟光明的神几乎是势均力敌的。
And this is the God of darkness and God of light forever they are in conflict.
所以这两位神互相批斗。
So they continue to have warfare.
而且呢人不过是在他们征战中间一个中间的一个被认为可能成为战利品
It is between the war of these two gods that we could become a prey for them
所以这种宗教没有最后的结论
So there is no final conclusion of this kind of god
到了摩尼的时候
When it comes to Manichaeism
他就把这种精神的从他的宗教把它结合起来
This many try to integrate this kind of thinking
那么当奥古斯丁十五六岁的时候
So at a time when Augustine was 15 or 16
他已经做了教授
He was their professor already
十七岁的时候
At the age of 17
希腊各派的哲学已经非常明了了
He understood all the Greek philosophies
他呢可以教导许多的知识分子
He was able to teach a lot of intellectuals
斯多派
Stoic
以毕古罗派
Epicurean
还有怀疑派
And also skeptics.
就是大师所有的哲学思想内容他都滚瓜烂熟
All these great teachers he understood through and through their teachings
但问题在哪里呢
But where is the problem?
他的学术很高他的道德很低
He has very good high education but his morality is very low
今天有许多很多很高学术的人很以为自己了不起专轻看别人
Today we have a lot of these people called academicians They thought that they are good enough but they despise all others
但是这些所谓学术高的人他们的生活可能是很卑贱 很低落很低皮的。
But these people high education, maybe their morality is very mean and low.
台湾大学是全台湾最高的学府。
You know that this Taiwan University is the highest institution of Taiwan.
台湾大学的男生宿舍可以自由把女孩子带进里面跟他们睡觉。
But then in their dormitories, the men could easily bring these girls to their dorms.
所以已经变成中大学最不好的榜样。
And become the worst example of all universities.
但是他们却认为自己是走在时代的前头，比许多落后的，比许多封建的，比许多已经过时的那些学校更有时尚的自由品味。
They thought that they are walking at the frontier of time and all universities, and they thought that for all these people who are so close up, they are the leaders.
那么一千七百年前
，and 1,700 years ago,
奥古斯丁就是这种青年。
Augustine was this kind of young people.
他的生活败坏。
His life was corrupted.
学术高超。
But then he's very intelligent.
他的道德很肤浅。
His morality is very shallow.
知识很高深。
But then his intellectuality is high.
各派的哲学都精通。
He knows through and through all philosophers.
但是年轻人又念火一火太大。
But then he's very lustful as a youth.
所以他跟没有结婚的女人同居生孩子。
So he has been cohabiting with those who have not married and also born children.
一方面他教书。
So on one hand he was teaching.
做人的教授。
And become a professor.
一方面生活像野兽不像教授。
On the other hand his life is like a beast.
所以这样的青年人呢。
So this kind of young person.
可能害死很多人他不知道。
Maybe they caused many people to stumble.
但是感谢上帝。
But praise God.
当奥古斯丁19岁的时候。
When Augustine was 18,
他就开始感到自己很痛苦。
He began to find that he suffered much.
为什么他有这样的个性？
Why he have this personality?
因为他的父亲是性情很激烈又很出名的。
Because his father is a very one who is very intelligent, but yet bad temper.
这个母亲是一个很敬虔又很圣洁的女儿。
But then the mother is very godly and also very holy.
那为什么这样的一个女子会嫁给那样的丈夫呢？我不知道。
How come this lady is married to that kind of man? I don't know.
可能是他的。父母逼他的
maybe because the parents forced them.
这个基督徒有一个这样的丈夫，他也很困难。
So this Christian lady has this kind of husband. She feels very suffer.
生出来的孩子
and the child which was born,
就把两个不同的个性都继承下
and inherited two different kind of personalities.
是奥古斯丁的思想很聪明。
So Augustine was very intelligent.
心里很愿意过敬虔的生活。
So he wanted to live a very godly life.
又像爸爸又像妈妈。
And to be like the mother and also like the father.
当他年轻的时候。
So when he was young.
跟着世界的潮流走。
So he went according to the tide.
他还没有领受妈妈悔改以后的圣洁的经验。
And before he got experience of his mother who is living a holy life.
他就过放荡的生活。
So he lived a life which is very loose in the lust.
直到有一天
One day,
他忽然间的听见了
Suddenly he heard
有一篇的道理
sermon
讲到有光明的神有黑暗的神
Talking about God of light and darkness
就是两个力量在人的生命中间争斗
And the two forces fighting as a battlefield in our heart
他以为我已经找到真理了
He thought that he found the truth
因为这一篇的道理根本就讲我里面真正的信息
Because this sermon depicts what his life is within
很可惜他听得到不是正统教会的讲道
Unfortunately he did not listen to the orthodox preaching
是模拟教的教派里面的讲道
It's the teaching of the Manichaeism
这样他就参加那种教会
And because of that he participated in that kind of worship
那样的教里面
And that kind of religion
他滚了差不多十年
For about 10 years
直到有一天
Until one day
上帝的恩典临到他
God's grace come to him
他就真正悔改离开模拟教
Then he truly repented and left Manichaeism
那么今天呢如果我们用现在的情形来对照这个奥古斯丁的宗教经验
If you were to use this picture as compared to his religious experience then
我们看到的是什么
What do you see?
就很多人以为、啊、这个人讲得很好因为很适合我听所以叫他讲得很好
A lot of people thought that this man talk good because it suit my heart and that's why he said he's good preacher
我刚好需要这个东西他讲出来哎呦真是上帝派他来
So I just need this kind of message and then he preached a message God sent him indeed
这样的听众评定讲台是非常危险的事情。
For this kind of audience to determine the value or the pulpit is very dangerous.
有一些人你问他，那个人讲得好，你说很好。
There are some people who ask that the preach well, you say good, good.
为什么讲得很好呢？
Why?
因为过于那么标准，给我句句动听，很好。
Because he speaks very good at this Mandarin.
我这里说，这个人讲得很好，为什么呢？
And some say he preach well, why?
讲到的风度、体态、手势多好。
Because the posture, the style, everything is good.
我从小学演讲的，学不到这一点。
In the past, when I was trying to learn the skill, I couldn't learn.
还有的人，你问他，这个人讲得好不好？他很好。
Does he preach well? You ask, you say good, good, good.
为什么很好
？Why?
他每次我在别地方听到。一定他会听到讲到我眼睛已经睁得大大你看表示他就是
Because for our other places when I listen to someone I slumber but for him I am wake, way awake
还有的人你问他这个讲得好不好他说很好很好
And for others will ask that, did he preach well is it good good
什么讲叫做很好呢
What do you mean good
哇他讲笑话讲的我笑到肚子中你看这么好
He has such a good joke
那么有的人说你这个讲道讲得很好
Some say that he preach well
因为他讲到我自己里面正在想的东西很适合我听所以好
Because he just talk about what I'm thinking in my heart It's suitable for me, this is good
Augustine 的属于这一种
Augustine belongs to this group
所以他自己在罪恶跟良善的良心征战的中间
So at a time when he was fighting between good and evil within his heart
他说你模拟教
And many kings of
them, 就刚好适合他
and suit him.
所以呢他就加入这个教会
So he then participated in the religion
把他大好青春
So his good youth
十年的经验
10 years experience
放在这样的一个教会
He put into this kind of religion
到了十年以后
After 10 years
差不多30岁以前
When he came to before his 30 years
他才真正发现
Then he truly discovered
这个道不对的
This religion is wrong
因为他是一个很注重数学也很注重天文的人
Because he pay attention to mathematics and also to astronomy
在注数学里面的
So in this all mathematics
一切一切有原理的
All things with principles
不能混乱的
You cannot confuse
them 所以在几何学在代数在三角在所有的数学里面都有定律是不能随便动
So whether in geometry whether in algebra there's a theorem whereby you cannot confuse them
设计的定律呢你在这个天文中间你可以看见
So in all this theorem and theory you can see that it manifested in astronomy
所以星球的运行是固定的规律有足够的理由可以相信他们准确的时间没有务实的印记
So then this orbiting of this, this planet You know that they are so fixed and well calculated
所以这个叫 everything in order
每一样都按照次序
有次序的存在
Order
啊，次序好不好
And is it good with order
奥古丁是说次序是好
Augustine said order is good
次序是不是可以乱的
Can we confuse with the order
奥古丁说次序不可以乱的
Augustine said no
所以这是数学原理
So mathematical principle
几何角度
and whether in geometrical angle
运行的直径
and also the orbiting the diameter
速度
and also the
准确性
accuracy
都一定要维持的
all these things must be maintained
不可以破坏的
you cannot disrupt
那么破坏的如果存在
if there's a thing that is disrupted
力量跟保持次序的力量一样大的话
and then if the force and the disrupting force is equal
这个世界一定大乱的
Then the world will kill.
所以怎么可能维持到现在
How can it maintain until today?
所以有一天晚上
So one night
奥古斯丁的三更半夜转来转去在床上不能睡
And deep in the night he was rolling up and down he couldn't sleep
他就跑到庭院外面
He went up to the courtyard
那一天的整个天都是晴
And that night the whole night was clear
而且那个时候没有汽车乌烟瘴气玷污空气
And there's no automobile pollution
所以他 在晚上就看见上面的星一颗一颗闪闪发光
Then he was looking at the sky with a twinkling star
他清楚知道这今天晚上的天气太好了
And deep in the sky he knows that tonight the sky is so clear
他的思想的宇宙怎么来的
So then he think how where come this cosmos
宇宙一定有创造者
And there must be a creator
就创造者创造以后怎么样呢
And after this creator has created what did he do
这个自然规律放在其中
He say he put a natural law within it
所以这些的规律
So all this law
产生了宇宙次序
It produced order in the cosmos
宇宙次序
And the cosmetic
rules 没有办法随便被破坏
You cannot simply disrupt them
所以千千万万年
So for thousands of years
到人在现在可以看见的时代中间
Until even now when we can look at it
看见这次序是继续维持
You see the order persists
所以呢那天晚上呢
So that night
他恍然大悟
He suddenly understood
真的有善与恶互斗吗
Is there a warfare between the good and evil?
在我生命的经验里有。
In my life experience, yes.
在宇宙中间不可能的。
But in the cosmos, that's not possible.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为一定良善的神胜过黑暗的。否则这个世界一定乱。
It must the God of goodness to overcome this evil, if not the world will be chaos.
虽然邪恶是存在的
，even though this evil exists,
黑暗是存在的
，and darkness exists.
但是在最暗的天色里面，星球发光，这个宇宙的秩序还是照样进行。
But in the darkest night, also the star continues to shine, and that's why the goodness exists.
所以那个开始离开摩尼教。
So he began to leave to stay away from Monism.
那一天，奥古斯丁决定离开摩尼教的时候
，So on that day when Augustine decided to leave Monism,
就决定了整个西方的世界历史走回圣经这一条道路。
So it set the course of the Western philosophy to return back to the Bible.
The night when Augustine observed astronomy.
那天晚上，当这个奥古斯丁看天文的时候
，and make conclusion，
那做了这样一个决定
，there only one God who is the creator and who preserves everything in order。
只有一位神，这位神的创造宇宙，并且保持这个宇宙在秩序当中。
他的决心归向这一位上帝。
So he decided to return to this God.
当然离开摩尼教归向上帝的。
So when he left Manichaeism to return to God,
也就等于在生命中间离开黑暗归向光。
Within his life, he left darkness and came to light.
哦，那天晚上他整个人生改变了。
That night his whole life was changed.
但是有一次
，But there was one.
突然间他听见隔壁的孩子。
Suddenly he heard a child at the next door.
喊一句话
，and cry out something.
打开来
，Do open and read.
打开来。
Do open and read.
他奇怪
He was very strange.
为什么有人
在这里
打开来读
Ask me to open and read.
打开来读
Open and read.
他感觉到是神借着那个孩子对他讲话
So he thought it was God through the small kid to talk to him.
我要进房间打开来读
I must enter into my room, open and read.
打开来
Open.
Do.
Read.
打开来
Open.
Do.
And read.
那个时候不是家家户户有圣经的，你看。
At that time, not every home has a Bible.
我说那个是圣经，不像你这样的，不到半公斤可以放在手里的。
And the Bible is not so light as what you're holding on your hand.
一卷一卷的
，row by row，
要把它打开来的。
When you want to open the Bible,
不是这样啪啪啪这样，不是的。
It's not flicking through.
是像个大的图案，一卷一卷开起来。
It's a big row. You want to open it?
打开来。
Open.
Book.
Read.
打开来。
Open.
他就跑到房间里面。
He entered into the room.
一打开一卷的圣经。
When you open a roll of the Bible.
打开的时候。
When you open.
你读的时候。
When you read.
你知道哪一章哪一节吗
？You know which chapter, which verse?
就是这一节。
This verse.
上帝就给他看到这一节。
God allowed him to see that.
上帝借着这一节对他说什么
？Through this verse, what did God speak to him?
何夜已深。
And the dark is near.
白昼将近。
The day is here.
何夜已深。
The dark is near.
白昼将近
And the dark is near.
好像每一个字是上帝现在对他讲的
That every single word that God spoke to him.
你过黑夜的生活很久了
You have been living the life of darkness for a long
time. 夜已经深到要结束的地步了
And the dark is so deep that it's going to conclude.
白天已经很靠近了
The day is near.
起来
Wake up.
丢掉
Throw away.
暗昧的行为
All your deeds of darkness.
戴上
And put on
光明的兵器
the armor of light.
他一听见这一节圣经
so when he read this verse,
马上跪在上帝面前
and immediately he bowed before
大声痛哭
and he cried and cried.
他承认他的罪
and admitted his sin.
主啊，我大好青年
Lord, I'm such a good youth.
我青春岁月
and I have a good youth.
我行在黑暗中
I walk in darkness.
我犯奸淫
I committed adultery.
我与没有结婚的我的女朋友同居
I cohabited with my girlfriend.
我生了孩子
and the children I born,
我还像是什么样的青年
What kind of youth am I?
他想起他母亲何等敬虔
So he know that the mother is so godly
他的母亲何等圣洁
The mother is so holy
他过这样糊涂的生活
He say I'm this is the last life
大大痛苦
So he cried
求主赦免
Pray that God forgive him
求主拯救他
Pray that God save him
那时他在神面前立下心志
And then before the Lord he make a decision
离开罪恶
To leave the sin
离开奸淫
To leave adultery
离开这个女人
To leave this lady
然后他愿意把这个孩子收养了
And want to adopt this child
让这个女子有自己 己的前途。
So that this lady would have his own her own future.
你自从今就侍奉上帝。
He made a decision want to serve the Lord.
他不要再结婚。
He doesn't want to get married again.
一直到死的时候。
Until he died.
当然这件事呢，同现在对解经的看法不是合乎圣经的意思。
And of course, according to what a biblical principle interpretation, this is not what biblical.
但是因为奥古斯丁是在安波罗修。这一个神父的手下受洗
，But because this Augustine was baptized by Ambrose，
啊，安波罗修是一个很伟大的圣徒
，Ambrose is a great saint，
也是一个很伟大的传道人
，a great preacher，
而且他那个时候呢写了一篇的文章，我看过这篇文章
，and he has written an article， I read the article，
安波罗修是充称赞是颂扬不结婚的这个圣洁的处男处女的生活。
Because this Ambrose is the one that prays high if you were to keep this bachelorhood.
我相信他写了历史上最伟大的一篇有关于不结婚比结婚更圣洁的话。可惜这个理论不是圣经的思想。
And I truly believe that he has written a great article about this teaching of bachelorhood, but this is not a biblical teaching.
后来又慢慢就影响了整个天主教。
But later on, he influenced the whole Catholic Church.
奥古斯丁在这个人的手下受洗。如果这个人东西所谈论的圣洁的生活是不结婚的
So Augustine was taught under this person was baptized by him and that's why he believed that to be more holy you want to stay as a bachelor
所以我们可以说奥古斯丁是按照他所知道的真理愿意归于悔改圣洁侍奉上帝一生一世传道的生活
So we can say that Augustine according to the truth that he understands he wants to keep singlehood and also as a preacher
如果从这个角度来看
Coming from this angle,
照做他所知道的，尽心尽力要侍奉上帝。
According to what he knows to serve God with all his mind and might,
我们还是要尊重他。
So we must honor him.
所以他就对他的这一个的女朋友说。
So he told his girlfriend,
我不能再跟你在一起。
I cannot come together with you.
我们这样的生活是犯罪的。
Because this life is sinful.
那我愿意你去好好过你的人生。
So I want you to lead your own life.
我从今以后分别为圣，归给上帝。
Henceforth, I want to be sanctified.
我要至死不结婚。
Until that, I will not get married.
孩子我要收养。
And but I want to keep this child.
不久以后呢
？And later on.
大概他不能养孩子吧
？And but because he couldn't keep this child.
所以这个孩子死了。
And the child died.
这个孩子死了以后呢
？And after that,
他痛苦得不得了。
And he feels so sorrowful.
他知道这是罪的果子。
You know that this is a fruit of sin.
我相信这个经验后来影响他对原罪论看法的某一点。
I believe that this kind of experience influenced his view on the original sin.
当然，原罪论我们都接受。
Of course, we accept original sin.
但奥古斯丁的原罪论的六大论证里面有一个论证。
But for Augustine's deliberating on original sin, there are six points. One point is
就是罪的工价乃是死。
The wages of sin is death.
婴孩没有犯罪，为什么会死？
And the child before they commit sin, how can they die?
如果婴孩没有犯罪会死
If before they commit sin, they can die.
他的死是担当他自己的罪，他还没有犯呢。
Then is he paying for his own sin, but he has not sinned yet?
他的死是担当别人的罪嘛
Is it because he bore the sin of others?
怎么可以担当别人罪
How can he bore the sin of others?
这一定是从亚当以后，人人都在罪的地位里面。这个叫做原罪。
So it must be coming from after Adam, everybody is in the position of sin, and that's called original sin.
这个是思想特别精明，历史历代很少人可以与他相比，伟大的神学思想家。
And this kind of theological thinking is so clear, no one can compare with him.
以后呢，孩子死了以后。
And after his child died,
他清楚知道罪的工价乃是死。
Clearly, he knows the wage of sin is death.
孩子有原罪会死。
And this is a child have original sin, that's why he died.
犯罪，上帝死他的孩子。
And because that he sinned, and that's why the child died.
所以他就更忠心，单单侍奉神，不再思想，不再顾念世上的事。
So all the more he was faithful in the preaching ministry, no more that he get married or is concerned about earthly things.
这段圣经就继续不断影响他整个生命。
So this Bible passage continued to influence his later life.
这段圣经对你对我意义不会。像对奥古斯丁那么深远。
Today, to you and I, this passage will not have kind of deep influence as compared to Augustine.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我们对光暗的明白不像他那么深。
Because our understanding of the light and darkness is not like Augustine's understanding.
曾经相信光明黑暗，光明的神，黑暗的神，光明黑暗。二元的宗教十二年的时候
，because he had believed in this dualistic light and darkness religion for 10 years.
像他这样决 顶聪明，几乎前无古人，后无来者的伟大的一个这个神学家。
And a person like him who is so unprecedentedly intelligent.
我讲几乎为什么呢
？When I say nearly,
我相信后来的加尔文思想没有输给他。
Because I thought that Calvin later on probably could be compared to him.
但是呢，加尔文曾经受他的启发，而他没有受别的神学家启发，所以他还是很伟大。
But Calvin has been inspired by Augustine. Augustine has not been inspired by any previous theologian.
是不是？奥古斯丁从来没有受别人的启发的。
Is it Augustine never been inspired by others?
当然不是的。
Of course not.
但是呢，在对预定论、对神的主权、对恩典论这几方面的发现，是从来在他以前没有一个神学家这么了解。
But it is based on the doctrine of predestination, the doctrine of grace, and all this. No one has preceded also Augustine.
除了保罗以外
，other than Paul，
但是不同啊。
But different.
保罗是领受启示。
Paul received revelation.
他是从启示发挥对真理的了解。
But from the revelation, he understood so thoroughly.
好，这方面我不必讲太深进去。
I won't preach more on it.
那么呢，这样一个几乎空前绝后的思想家。
And this is a thinker who is nearly unprecedented.
竟然受这些这么深的影响。
And he has been influenced so much by this verse.
因为他对光明黑暗的了解，不是单单字面的了解。
Because his understanding of this light and darkness is not just a literary understanding.
他有十年的时间自己参加、进入、思考、接受、赞同这种神学思想。
Because there were 10 years in his life, he practiced and experienced it.
所以呢，他很明白。
So he fully understands.
脱去暗昧的行为。
To leave also the deck of darkness.
带上光明的兵器。
And put on the armor of light.
不要荒宴醉酒。
And do not also have the debauchery.
不可好色邪道。
And also do not have the orgies and
the lustful. 妒忌纷争。
Do not have this jealousy.
所以披戴耶稣基督。
But put on Jesus.
哦，这些呢，对他来说是实实在在去行的。不是单单听一篇的道理。
All this to him are a practice for him, not just a sermon.
他实实在在力行在生活里。
And truly with his own physical body, he practiced.
最爱的人把他隔除了。
And also he separated from his loved one.
把自己一生有性的需要把他结束了。
And also he concluded all the sexual needs in his life.
把神作为他唯一服事的目标跟对象。
And using God as the aim and purpose of ministry.
奥古斯丁死的时候
，When Augustine died，
你想象他伟大到什么地步
？You know how great he was.
他已经训练八十个主教，继续在全世界各地基督教地区继承伟大的工作。
He said he already trained 80 bishops in all different places to continue his work.
正像一个神学生
，like a theologian，
他
seminary
奉献做传道。
When he dedicated himself，
在他死的时候
，at the time when he died，
他曾经训练过八十个会都，差不多是这个意思。
Like he has trained 80 bishops。
当然，我教的神学生超过1500人了。
Of course, I've taught more than 1,500 students。
但是能够真正做伟大领袖多少，我是不知道。
But、I don't know how many can truly become great leaders。
奥古斯丁影响了八十个主教，继承了整个基督教的事业。
But at this, Augustine has influenced 80 archbishops to continue his ministry。
所以他的功劳是大过他的时代，他以前的时代，他以后的时代。许多许多教会的领袖。
So his contribution is greater than all those the theologians before and at his time and after him.
奥古斯丁深深受这段的影响。
So Augustine was so much influenced by this statement.
受这段影响，他真正过一个圣洁的生活。
And then he truly lived a life of holiness.
哦，他过了圣洁的生活，因为这几节的圣经就影响世界历史到现在1700年。
And because he lived this kind of life of holiness, and his life influenced until today for 1,700 years.
只有你可以看圣经每一个字、每一句话。都可能对全人类有多大的影响。
So you can see every word, every single statement of the Bible can have such a great influence to our predecessors.
我们脱去暗昧的行为。
So we put away the deed of darkness.
我们就带上光明的兵器。
And put on the armor of light.
为什么暗昧用行为，光明用兵器呢
？Why that darkness refer to deeds and then this light refer to armor?
你的行为。
Because your deeds and conduct
在暗昧的中间
，in darkness
是没有人跟你反抗
，no one will go against you。
但是你在光明中间
，but when you're in light，
你要继续用征战的精神才能保持下。
Continue with the spirit of warfare, then only you can be victorious。
我相信这一点，许多的解经家都不提的。
Maybe the of the Bible commentary mentioned this.
为什么我们注意到这样深的地步呢？
Why is they want to pay attention to the profundity of it?
当你在黑暗中间过生活的时候，
You know when you are living a life in darkness,
你没有仇敌。
You have no enemy.
撒旦很喜欢你过黑暗的生活，所以他不抵挡你。
Satan wants you to live a life of darkness. He doesn't oppose you.
上帝等候你悔改。
But God waits for you to return and repent.
感动你
and to touch you.
盼望你重生得救。
So that you will be saved.
所以他也不做你的仇敌。
So he will not become your enemy.
撒旦很喜欢你，上帝还爱你，等你悔改，所以你没有仇敌。
Satan wants you to continue in that life, and God loves you to return.
但当你得救以后，
But、after you have been saved,
你要做好事的时候，
when you do good deeds,
撒旦一定抵挡你。
And Satan will go against you.
一定反对你。
He opposes you.
所以你一定要征战，所以光明的时候要带兵器。
And that's why you must have war.And that's why in life you must put on the armor.
你看到了没有呢？
So you see?
所以呢，脱去暗昧的行为。
So to leave the deeds of darkness,
带上光明的行为，好吧？
Put on the deeds of light. Is it good?
你想保罗如果那样讲，你说感谢主，黑暗的行为出去，光明行为来，感谢你就感谢主。
If Paul were to say that, he say praise the Lord. That's good.
但是圣经是精准到这个地步。
But the Bible is so accurate.
因为光明中间呢。
Because when you're in light,
你要增长。
You must fight.
打退仇敌。
You must fight against your enemy.
继续不断维持是很不容易。
Continue to persist is not easy.
所以你要带上光明的兵器。
So you must put on the armor of light.
今天我在思想这一节的时候。
Today when I was meditating on this,
我就想想圣经到底有几处提到基督徒要带兵器的事。
So how many places in the Bible mention we want to put on the armor as a Christian?
原来基督徒的兵器呢有三个状态。
And they think of state of our Christian's armor.
第一个状态呢。
The first state.
当我们过光明生活的时候，我们有光明的兵器。
When you are living in the life of light, you want to put on the armor of light.
第二个状态
，the second state，
就是我们以空中的恶魔征战的时候， when, 我们有全副军装的兵器。
When we are fighting against the evil spirit in the air, we want to put on the full armor.
第三个状态
，the third state，
就是当我们呢在我们生活里面
，when we in our life，
我们为主受苦受逼迫的时候
，we suffer for the Lord's sake，
我们有政治的，有这外邦的，有别的宗教的，社会的人对我们的凌辱讥笑的时候
，when we have the mockery coming from the politics coming from the world，
我们有受苦的兵器在左在右
，we have the armor of this suffering on the left or right。
圣经提到基督徒三个状态、三个状况中间的兵器
，so three different kind of situation, three different kind of armor。
我们留心行光明事。
So we must pay attention to the deeds of light.
我们的光明中间生活，我们要有兵器。
In light that we live, we have to put on armor.
我们与撒旦征战，我们要有兵器。
When we fight against Satan, we must have armor.
我们为主受逼迫的时候，我们要有兵器。
When we are being persecuted for the Lord's sake, we must have the armor too.
受苦的心智为兵器。
The armor of the willing to be suffered.
在左在右。
On the left and right.
圣经话是没有错的。
And the Bible is also right.
在这三个状况中间
，under these circumstances，
我们做基督徒很难。
We as Christians are difficult.
我们要做坏事很容易。
It's good. It's easy for us to do evil.
外邦人欢迎
，because the pagan like it.
魔鬼甘愿
，and Satan is willing.
上帝虽然很不喜欢，但是上帝呢等你悔改。
Even God is not willing, but He wait for you to return.
基督徒看你失败，他还要为你祷告。
And Christian, when they see that you fail, they will pray for you.
所以你在黑暗的行为中间没有仇敌。
But when you are in the deep of darkness, there's no enemies.
当你过光明生活的时候，很多仇敌。
But when they lead a life of light, you have a lot of enemies.
你要行在光中。
Want to walk in light?
你要得胜罪哦。
You want to win or victorious over sin?
与撒旦征战。
You want to fight against Satan?
与情欲征战。
And fight against the lust.
你要与自己征战。
Fight against yourself.
像保罗说，我是攻克己身，叫身负。
And that's why Paul said, I subdue myself so that myself subdue to me.
受苦的时候的兵器。
At a time when the armor suffering.
与撒旦征战的兵器。
And the armor when you fight against Satan.
自己要得胜黑暗，得胜这个罪恶。过光明生活的时候的兵器。
When you want to overcome darkness, you want to have the armor of you.
你要脱去暗昧的行为。
Put away the deeds of darkness.
要带上光明的兵器。
Put on the armor of light.
以后怎么样呢
？Then,
其叫行事为人要端正。
Then all your misconduct must be right.
哦，这句话是非常好的。
And this is a good word.
我做什么事？
Whatever I do,
我行什么事
？Whatever I conduct,
我做人
，my way of behaving,
无论对上对下
，no matter the up or down,
对己对别人
，to myself to others,
我要端正
I must be right.
我要行事为人要端正。
And my way of conduct must be right.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
my dear brothers and sisters,
我们不应当做一个鬼鬼祟祟。
We shouldn't be a one who lives in darkness.
我们做一个光明磊落的人。
Be a one who is clear and be in the light.
我们不应当做一个歪歪斜斜的。
Do not be one who is crooked.
我们应当做一个端端正正。
Be a one who is right.
堂堂正正做人。
And rightly you want to be a man.
没有不可告人的事情。
And there's nothing that's hidden from others.
这样的你就活在光明的中。
So then you live in light.
那么在这里呢，光明的人。
So this is the man of light.
行事为人要端正。
The one who is right in light.
这里保罗就提到三件事情。
Here Paul mentioned three things.
不可，不可，不可。
Do not, do not, do not.
不可什么？
What that we do
不可
not, do not have to do.
荒宴醉酒。
Do not also in debauchery and orgies.
第二样，不可什么？
Do not what?
不可什么？好色邪荡。
In sexual immorality and debauchery.
第三样。
And not in words.
不可什么？不可增进嫉妒。
Dissension and jealousy.
好，不可荒宴醉酒。
And do not live in orgies
and drunkenness.
In sexual immorality and
debauchery. 不可增进嫉妒。
In dissension and jealousy.
那这句话跟孟子讲的话有一些相同的地方。
And something like what Mencius said.
孟子说年少的时候。
Mencius said when you're young.
要戒一件事情。
What you want to warn against yourself is,
当到你中年的时候
when you are in the middle age,
要戒另外一件
something you want to be warned against,
到你年老的时候
when you are old,
要戒另外一件
something you want to be warned against.
有谁知道这三句话请举手
Do you know any of these three things?
啊？难道只有我一个人知道
Only I myself?
王牧师知道
Reverend Og said no.
你看牧师是很有学问的对不对
And pastors are learned.
我曾经读一篇文章
I've read a passage.
我读了很难过
I feel sad.
马来西亚的牧师传道
In Malaysia, the pastors,
从普通人来看，平均的教育程度是小学五年级。
On the average, they see that we only have the education of a standard five.
我是不相信。
I don't believe.
因为我认识许多牧师传道很有程度。
Because I know many of pastors with great education.
问题是人看你到底懂多少。
But is what people look at you how much you know?
神学院发高的学问，社会不承认有什么用
？If the seminary would give high degrees, but the society never recognize.
最重要的
the important thing.
社会上最有修的人都尊重传道牧师。传道牧师才真正是真的材料。
That the most learned people in the society will recognize us, then is the value.
少年的时候
，when you're young,
戒什么
？What you want to
戒色
，one against this lust.
中年的时候
，when you're in the middle age,
戒什么呢？啊，戒斗
，fighting spirit.
老年的时候
，when you're old,
戒什么？戒贪
and the greediness.
王牧师，我们鼓掌好不好？感谢上帝。
Praise God.
王牧师自己的书超过一万本。
He has more than 10,000 books in his library.
每个礼拜还在来听。
But he still come every
day. 有一些呢，刚刚懂一点点。
The people who know a little bit more
就不想听了。
They thought they don't listen.
太忙了，没有时间。
You're too busy.
其实真正的意思我已经很懂。
But actually, what he says that I know a lot.
孟子说什么
？Mencius said,
少年人
，young people
戒色。
You want to go against this sexuality?
为什么呢
？Why?
因为年少啊。
Because when you're young,
血气方刚
you're lustful,
好色邪荡
you're lustful,
眼睛溜来溜去
and your eye twist and turn,
啊，一下子动情欲
so you are lustful,
所以年少要戒色
so when you're young, you must warn against sexuality,
中年的时候呢
when you're in the middle age,
已经是力这个已经身经百战了
you know, you have gone through all warfare,
你身体很健康了
you're healthy,
所以你很愿意跟人家斗
you like to fight,
你不要输
you don't lose,
你对这个的胜利是很有意念的
so you also pay much attention on victory
不服气
you,
不输人
you do not agree with anybody
什么事情都斗到底
number one thing you want to fight
这是中年人的毛病
this is the problem of immediate people
年老的时候
when you're old
现在什么呢贪
you're greedy
有机会抓就抓
you want to take out anything that you can put on
有机会得就得
then you can get anything you want
心里就不知足了
so you don't feel satisfied
你懂得彻锤滋味
Because you know that something is good with the metal.
有可能拿的就拿。
And what you can gain, you want to gain.
所以这个是三个阶段。
So these are three stages.
不可好色。
Do not have a lustful.
不可增进。
Do not be fighting spirit.
不可荒宴醉酒。
And do not in debauchery.
这三句话跟孟子的好像有一些相同的。
Something is similar with Mencius.
不同的地方是什么
？What's different?
是奥古斯丁年少的时候什么都戒掉。
That's when Augustine was young, he did away with all these things.
保罗他信主的时候什么都丢掉。
Paul, when he became a Christian, he did away with all these things.
从前我认为对我有益的。
In the past, what I deemed as beneficial to me,
都把它看作粪土。
I now deem it as dung.
我要得着基督为至宝。
In order to gain Christ as my precious.
所以这里保罗说什么呢？
Here Paul says,
你不可荒宴醉酒。
You will not have orgies and also drunkenness.
荒宴醉酒什么意思？
What do you mean orgies and drunkenness?
你很喜欢吃喝玩乐。
You like to drink and play.
你吃山珍海味。
You eat all good things.
你喝所有的浓酒清酒。
You drink all wines.
你喜欢参加宴会。
You like to attend feasts.
喜欢夸张。
And want to boast.
喜欢浪费在赌博的需要上。
Want to squander on things on the stomach.
这是世界上的人的一个记号。
This is a sign of the people of the world.
世界上没有钱的一直想赚钱。
And people who are poor in the world want to make money.
钱多了以后呢？
After you make your money.
就嫖。
And also your prostitution,
就赌
you also gamble,
就大吃
and also you have orgies,
就荒宴醉酒
and debauchery,
就铺张
and also you have to be
就彰显自己的财富
to manifest your wealth.
我想中国人跟外国人有一些不同地方
and Chinese and Westerners there's a difference.
外国人
the Westerners,
他们呢不是把钱藏藏藏做守财奴
they will not keep all the money they have.
他们呢能给就给
if they can give, they give.
税交上去
and also they pay the taxes.
教会他奉献
And they offer to the church.
慈善机关他施舍。
Also for the charity work.
对别人他帮助。
To others they help.
那么自己还有钱的时候。
When they still have money.
他就好好用。
They want to use it wisely.
敢买好东西。
They dare to buy good things.
敢穿好东西。
Put on good clothing.
敢去旅行。
And also they travel.
外国人的旅行是已经是几百年的历史。
So the Western for them to travel is a history of hundreds of years.
中国人旅行是最近几十年旅游业才发达的。
And for the Chinese, the tourism only is prosperous only within this decade.
所以中国历史里面的旅游的这个文学是不太多的。
So in this Chinese, we don't have much literature writing about traveling.
有。
Oh, there is some.
西游记。
西游记。
这个也是旅游嘛， yeah. 对不对呢？
The traveling to the West.
这外国人为什么这样？因为他们有一个思想。
Because the Western has this kind of thinking.
我赚的钱。
The money I make.
我活的时候。
When I feel alive.
我能用。
What I can spend.
表示我是钱的主人。
Which is the master of my money.
中国人呢？
The Chinese.
我赚的半死。
I make such good effort to make money.
给人家拿去了。
If I were to spend people who earn it.
对呢，他就变成钱的主人。
So he becomes the master of the money.
那我就没有钱了。
So I'm poorer now.
中国人认为。
So the Chinese think.
所用的钱都变成别人的。
So if you spend the money become others.
只有我存起来的。
Only when I keep it. When I keep it.
才是自己的。
That is mine.
那个告诉太太在这里。
And then tell my wife, here is it, here is it.
太太死了告诉孩子在这里。
And when he dies, the money is still here.
孩子说
The student say,
我是爸爸的孩子。
I'm my father's child.
弟弟说我也是爸爸的孩子。
I'm also my father's child.
这个钱爸爸给我的。
So with this money given by my father's
child. 这个钱爸爸给我的。
And the son also said the same thing.
你不是爸爸的孩子。
You are not the child of your father.
他说你不是爸爸的孩子。
You are not also.
所以呢留下财产。
So when you leave the properties,
对孩子相杀相争。
So the brothers will fight.
留下的钱是我的。
Because what the money is kept is mine.
用的钱是别人。
What is spent is others.
所以中国人呢，到最有钱的时候。
So the Chinese when they're the richest,
他尽量穿呢有洞的衣服也不要紧。
They put the clothing with holes.
这个叫武康郎穿武康衫。
A man who is wealthy, they put on clothing with holes.
从前中国人有钱叫有孔。
And in the past, the Chinese when they reach, they say with holes.
因为中国钱中间都有一个孔，叫做钱孔。
Because the Chinese the money as I have hole that.
所以呢，这个叫做赚钱孔。
And I said this is a hole of making money.
一直赚，一直赚，
so、you, 就是 try to make money.
对的，有钱人就有空人啊。
So when you have the money, it means with holes.
这个是叫做 people with holes， 就是很有钱的人了。
So people with holes are rich people.
那么一天到晚赚钱。
Because you are boring into that hole day and night.
以后呢
Later on.
到了必要的时候
When there's a need.
一两次啦
One or twice.
80岁生日
80th birthday.
大请客
So he will give a throw fish.
吃得饱得不得了
So everyone is so filled.
第二天就死了
Second day.
因为从来没有吃太饱一吃太饱就死了
Because he had never eaten the good food and that's the next day he died after good food.
慢慢哎呀
And later on.
我就懂得荒宴醉酒了
They know how to squander the feast.
我告诉你，青年人一天到晚想吃好东西。
So as young when you like to eat good food day and night,
前途不好。
No good future for you.
传道人一天到晚吃餐馆的。
And the preacher every day and night you go into the restaurant to eat.
讲到一定讲不好。
They will not preach well.
一天到晚只想吃大菜。
And if day and night they want to eat good food,
一定一直感到上帝给他的钱太少，因为传道的薪水不够吃饭用。
All the time they feel that God has given them enough because they don't have enough money to even to eat.
我记得季志文牧师常常讲这话。
I remember Andrew G. Pastor Andrew G. say this.
讲到第一流。
To preach first class.
吃东西第三流。
And to eat third class.
好传道。
Good pastor.
他用上海话嘛。
He preached in Shanghai.
所以他第二句话怎么讲？
So the second statement is
吃东西第一流。
To eat with the first class.
讲道第三流。
Preaching third class.
坏传道。
Bad pastor.
所以我用这句话常常想，我到底是怎么样的？
So many times I think of myself, what kind of person I am.
我也注意看李牧师是怎样的。
And pay attention to Pastor Lee also.
我们都是吃东西第三流的。
We are third class in eating.
啊，讲到第几流你自己想。
But preaching what class you think of yourself?
所以我们是相当好的传道。
So we are quite good pastors.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
保罗说
Paul said,
不可荒宴醉酒。
Do not have orgies and also debauchery.
有一些年轻人年纪轻轻就喝酒。
Some people when they're young, they learn how to drink. Drink and drink.
喝了一杯。
Later on.
再一杯。
One more.
一天几杯。
One day how many cups.
从清酒。
When the
到浓酒。从本地酒。到外国酒。
And local wine.
从新酒。
Import wine.
到陈酒。
And all kind of wine.
从这个便宜的酒到很贵很贵的酒
cheap wine and then the expensive wine
你跟他谈话他会告诉你不同的杯摇一摇味道会变化
so different cups say that it will shake it different wine actually
是法国的或者是苏格兰的
whether it's France whether it's Scotland
是 vodka 或者是 brandy
whether it's vodka or whether it's brandy
爱喝酒的人呢
and those who like to drink
有牛顿了你会喝醉的
You get drunk.
他回答你说什么
？You say
我多浓的酒都不会醉。
No matter what kind of hard liquor I can drink.
什么意思呢
？What does it mean?
他已经喝到没有知觉去了。
Because he heard until he doesn't feeling it.
有一次有一个人说：“唐牧师，你有风湿病，你不要给我风湿药。”
There was one person said that you have arthritis.
我很怕，我一咳嗽就一大堆咳嗽又来了。
I'm afraid when I cough, everybody give me the cough.
那么第二天问我好了没有？好了没有
？And then he asked me, "Are you well now?"
我一定要每一个人给我的药，我都要试试看，变成又像试验品的。
So I cannot be as a guinea pig for everybody when they give me medicine when I cough.
那么呢，有一个人对我说
，A person told me，
你的这风湿啊
，You know you have arthritis，
你有吃药没有
？You want to take medicine？
我说有吃。
I said yes。
这里又怎么样呢
？What about it？
这里我到后面去很难，不能出来。
It's difficult for me to go to the toilet。
便秘的厉害的不得了。
Constipation that I have。
所以我后来不吃那个药了。
So later I did not take that medicine。
他们说你呀要吃 brandy。
You know, you must take brandy.
不然地酒会通血。
Brandy will help you.
风湿就会好。
Will help you with arthritis.
那么我呢，就试试看。
So, I tried.
这个在旅馆里。
In the hotel.
请他们给我一点 brandy 看看。
Give me a little brandy.
因为那一天呢，我在泰国讲都痛得不得了。
Because at that day when I was in Thailand preaching, I was so painful with.
后来吃完了，好像好一点点。
Later it looks a bit healed.
到了付钱的时候。
When I pay.
我才知道，像冰淇淋那小小的。付好贵的钱哦
Only a small pack. It was expensive.
我痛得要命，痛得比伤这个比风湿更痛。
I feel so painful, more painful than my arthritis.
后来我讲完道以后
，So after my preaching,
我从曼谷坐飞机到新加坡。
From Bangkok, I took a flight to Singapore.
那在飞机上呢
in the air.
Do you want brandy?
You want brandy?
他问你 want brandy?
Do you want brandy?
我心想这样贵的东西不吃很可惜。
So expensive. Of course I want.
Oh yes, I want. I want.
yes, I want.
他就给我半杯哦。
Have a cup.
哇，我就快快喝下去。
I took it.
哇，明天风湿就好了。
So next day I thought it would be good.
我讲到就更舒服。
And it's better for me to preach.
谁知喝完下去，我从来没有喝那么多的酒。
I've never taken such
大概有十个 cc 吧。
About 10 cc.
一喝下去呢
，After you take it,
我发现我那种砰砰砰砰，心跳砰砰很厉害。
And my heart was pumping.
后来越来越肿，越来越肿。
And I swelled, I feel.
我说糟糕了。
I said, wow.
这个再过一个钟头。
One hour later.
飞机到了新加坡，有人来接我，我变成谁呢
？Why would this world people come and receive me in the airport? What I would I turn to?
如果他问我，请问唐传道有没有跟你在同一架飞机？
If he would ask me, is Pastor Song together with me in that flight?
Oh, 就是我。
而且 I'm me.
那他会传到全新加坡怎么办呢？
Then we preach the whole Singapore.
所以我吓死了。
So I was so frightened.
那个时候我大概三十多岁。
I was 30 plus.
我就跑到厕所去看看。
So I went to the toilet and take a look.
我不认识自己。
I couldn't recognize myself. 整
个红红的一个人看。
Oh, he was red.
这是谁啊？
Who is that?
我说主啊，求主赦免我。
I said, Lord, forgive me.
我是唐崇荣，不是红面关公。
I'm Stephen Tong, not 关公。
求主改变的能力使红变白。
So God, you changed my face to white.
一个钟头以后呢？
One hour later,
慢慢消掉了。
Slowly faded.
后来见我的面问唐牧师有没有在这里。
So the one who comes to the airport to receive me never asked me whether Stephen Tong or not. I was so frightened.
不敢再喝了。
I then take the second time.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
荒宴醉酒的人。
You know those who are in orgy and drunkenness.
你知道吗？
You know.
常常不自觉做错事情。
Many times unconsciously you committed wrong things.
第二样。
The second.
荒宴醉酒的人。
Those who are drunkenness in orgies.
常常不自觉。把自己很多秘密露出来。
Many times unknowingly you divulge all your secrets.
我初中二的时候。
When I was in junior high.
我们听我们一个英文老师发生一件事情，全校看不起他。
And the whole school looked down at one English teacher because of certain thing that happened.
这个老师是大家很尊重的。
People respect this teacher.
但那天喝酒醉。
But that day he was drunk.
去看电影的时候。
And when he went to the movie.
突然间很多人在等电影的时候。
Suddenly, when everybody waiting for the movie,
他们在那边买票，因为太多人。
They're buying ticket then.
他就裤子脱一半，我要小便，就到处跑。
So he pulled out the trouser and then he pissed everywhere.
许多女孩子大叫起来了。
So a lot of girls were so frightened.
看见一个男人裤子脱一半跑来跑。
See a man putting out the trousers and everywhere.
里面有一个是学生说：“哎呀，我的老师啊。
”So later on, one said, "It's my master, my teacher."
传到全校知道。
So everybody knows in the school.
从那天开始。
From that day on,
没有人尊重。
Nobody respect him.
过不久以后呢
？Later on,
他也不敢在教室去报批。
So he did not teach anymore.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为喝酒。
Because he was drunk.
荒宴醉酒。
And also this orgy and drunkenness.
你神志不清。
When you are not right, not clear mentally.
很多不好的事情。
Many things will happen to you.
荒宴醉酒的。
When you are in orgies and drunkenness.
你会把许多你自己平常不愿意讲出来的秘密。随便透露给别人。
You divulge your secrets.
很危险的。
Dangerous.
如果有人交托你很重要的事情，
someone,
请你替他保密。
If someone would entrust you with certain things, want to keep secret.
太信任你。
Because he have so confidence in you.
你喝酒醉乱讲话的。
So when you're drunk, you stop everything.
你就得罪了那些人。
Then you go against these people.
第三样。
The third.
医学告诉我们。
And medical report says.
酒精杀脑细胞是最多最多。
And the liquor spirit will kill most of brain cells.
因为喝酒而死的脑细胞永远不能再活过来。
Because of this drinking, this cell is caused to death, will not regenerate.
一次喝一杯浓酒。
And one pack that you take.
几百万脑细胞当天就死了。
And thousands and thousands of cells will be killed.
人的身体是新陈代谢。
You know, this body have this mechanism.
只有脑细胞是死了，没有再有。
Except for the brain cell would not be taking regenerated.
当一个小孩子慢慢长大起来的。
So when a child grows,
到十二岁的时候
，at the age of 12,
思想最清晰
，and so clear in his understanding,
记忆最清楚
，and the memory is so clear.
到了二三十岁的时候
，when it comes to 20 or 30,
那么呢，他已经长成到了发育成功以后
，after he has grown to maturity,
他的脑细胞不增加到死
，the brain will not increase in number until he dies.
可能从你二十。一二岁的时候
，maybe at the time when you're 21 or 22，
一直到你死的时候
，until when you die，
你的细胞是一直死，一直死，一直死。
Your brain cell keep on dying and
dying。所以你为什么听老人家，哎呀，我记性不好
？Why is that you say that the old people say I have no good memory now？
我现在老了
，now I'm old。
但是奇怪，老人家刚刚吃什么忘记？三岁的时候。五岁的时候什么事情一定记得
The old people what have just taken the meal they forgot but they remember things that happened when he was 3 years old
为什么呢
Why?
因为他小的时候
When he was young
记性正在发展是最好吸收的时候
At the time when the cell grows the good memory that he had
他年老的时候
When he get old
许多脑细胞死了
All the cells dead
所以已经记得还在那边
So what he remembers still dead
没有记得很难进去
What they have not remembered will not enter anymore
是这个道理
That is the reason.
所以呢
and that's why,
你们年轻人
so when you're young,
尽量学多一点东西。
You must learn more and more things.
你不要以为你的脑永远是这样。不是的。
Don't think that your brain will forever be the same.
我告诉你
I tell you,
我最重要的思想
most important
都是在我25岁以前已经定。
It's one thing I remember when I was before 25.
那你们有在进步吗
You don't improve
anymore? 有。
Yes, of course.
这些思想继续发展下去的时候
All this thinking when it develops,
就从原有的主体
From the originality,
产生细节的分叉
it produces details,
增长
grow,
但是很少新的东西可以进去
but seldom new thing will
come in. 所以如果你说我60岁我要再读书人家说哎呀老了读不进去
So when at 60 you say when you continue to study people say oh you cannot remember anymore
有没有例外有
Is that exception? Yes
三个礼拜前
Three weeks ago
我请日本的丁妈妈在台北做见证
I asked Ding Mama from Japan to bear testimony in Taipei
她82岁才念神修
82 before she studied in seminary
考全班第一名
and came up first
85岁毕业
and 85 she graduated
今年90岁
and
91岁
today she's 91
她还是一个礼拜可以讲三次道理
and one week she can preach three times
这些人为什么脑力好到这个
why is that people are good with the brain
因为她年幼的时候
so when they were young
尽量吸收
They absorb a lot of things.
所以你三十岁以前
so before you're 30,
你成了一个聪明人
you're intelligent man,
你六十岁的时候
when you're 60,
你就聪明两倍
you're twice as intelligent.
新的不能进旧的一直发展
you know the old world come, the new world come,
the old growth 脑细胞的灵活性
and the flexibility of
your brain 变成一个习惯
become a habit,
所以无论想什么它都是活的
no matter what is flexible
我告诉我到今天我的脑细胞是很灵活的
even until today my brain is very flexible
所以你告诉我一个题目
You tell me a topic.
我就可以告诉你两千年前谁讲这个话中国谁讲这个话西方讲的中世纪讲什么话上个世纪有什么这世纪讲什么我可以告诉你
and I can tell you all the link 2000 years ago in the west and the east
而且这样一直用
so it continued to function
你很难从灵活突然就变成迟钝下
so from this functioning very difficult for you to just stay a stagnant
第二样
the second
不但年轻尽量吸收好东西
not only when you're young you want to absorb a lot of good things
不要怕用它
Do not be afraid to use them.
尽量用它
Try to use the best of it.
尽量发挥它
And also develop it.
第三样
The third.
千万不可喝酒
Do not drink.
因为酒使你的脑细胞死得最快
Because this drinking will kill your cell in the brain.
不但脑细胞死
Not only the brain cell will be killed.
酒精只杀害肝细胞最快
And also the liquor stream will kill the cell in your this, liver.
肝病的人
Those who have this liver problem.
喝酒
When they take drinks,
就很快进到 cancer 的地步
You enter into cancer
我1984年发现我有肝病
In 1984 I found that I have this liver disease
医生以为我当年会死了
And the doctor thought I would die that day
后来我从头再查
So I check again
原来第一个医生查错了
And the first doctor made the wrong
我得到的是 B 型肝炎
I have hepatitis B
结果发现我的 B 型肝炎呢是一个不能医好的肝炎
and is incurable in that sense
所以就一直到死不能好
so until I die I will not be cured with hepatitis B
因为没有产生抗体
because I do not have this
antibody 最重要的抗体到今天没有出来
and the most important antibody until today is not appeared
我哥哥唐崇明牧师后来抗体生出来了
and my brother 唐崇明 later on the antibody
我从来没有好我到今天还是一个肝病的病人
until today I still have hepatitis B
带菌的病人
and hepatitis B the carrier
他的 anti-HBC 跟 anti-HBE 我都出来了
I have the anti-HBC and E
anti-HBS 我没有出来
I don't have HBS
所以我的也不容易传给别人
so I would not pass on easily to others
不然他早就肝病
if not he will also suffer that
那我也自己也不容易死
so it's not easy for me to die also
为什么呢从1984到现在已经差不多十九年了。
Why is it?
十九年半。
84 until now about 19 and a half years.
我还活着呢。
I still alive.
其实那一年呢，我突然间买了七八百面的肝病的书来看，英文的、中文的，能够看就快快看。我要知道我里面发生了什么事情。
On that years, I bought a lot of books about this hepatitis B and to read what happened to me.
结果有一句话。
This was a statement.
可能五年
，five years maybe
变成肝硬化以后。就肝癌
You will turn into the hardening of the liver and then there's a liver cancer and die
最多最多是记录是16年到21年
The most is 16 years to 21 years
那么要怎么样要多休息
You must rest
药呢不可以饿
and do not get hungry.
或者要躺在床上多一点时间。
Must lie on the bed more.
这三件事我都没办法做到。
I cannot keep on this thinking.
坐飞机赶路一天九个钟头，怎么会一直躺在床上？
So whether on the plane I rush my meeting and 9 hours.
要多多睡觉，多多休息，怎么可能？
Rest more, sleep more. Is it possible with me?
不可以饿按时间吃，怎么可能？
Do not feel hungry. Hungry, I cannot.
我整年时间吃饭都不一定的。
Because I don't have regular timetable for my
eating. 每天睡觉不会超过六个小时。
Every day I won't sleep more than 6 hours.
有时候三个小时。
Some 3 hours.
有时候五个小时。
Sometimes 5.
我一天到晚跑的。
I run every day.
所以这样劳累的工作的。
So this kind of laborious work.
应该几年里面就死了。
Maybe I would have died in a few years.
因为有 B 型肝炎带菌的。
But I carry with hepatitis B.
是 chronic.
Chronic.
Patient.
Patient.
是病人的。
It's a patient.
那么最多21年。
Maybe 21 years.
那明年是2004的。2005我应该死了。
2004 I
should die. 那最高的记录。
That's highest record.
因为我是看来的。
I read.
是 report 世界卫生局 report.
It's the report by WHO.
但是我不怕它。
But I'm not afraid of it.
我就靠上帝。
I rely on God.
到最后这几年了。
And these few years.
我更勇敢，更努力。
Even more brave than I preach.
可能我会增加一个国家，就是印尼另外一个查经聚会。
Maybe I increase another meeting in Indonesia for the
Bible. 4天跑了五个国家。
So in 4 days I'll go to 5 countries.
那么印尼应该还有一个地方。
Indonesia there's still more one more place.
再对这么多人讲道。
I got to preach to this kind of crowd.
奠定圣经的基础。
To found the foundation of the Bible.
所以你为我祷告。
So pray for me.
或者每年增加工作。
So every year I increase my workload.
你想同样做牧师。
You know, as the same pastor.
有的人52个礼拜讲道。每个礼拜在自己教会。
Some will preach 52 weeks in a year in their own church.
我是42个礼拜在自己教会。
But for my own church, I preach 42 weeks.
还有差不多38个礼拜在另外4个国家。
And also for 38 Sundays, I preach in other
places. 每个礼拜天都讲4次。
And every Sunday, I preach 4 times.
去年在世界各地25个城市又有布道大会。
And last year, in 25 cities in the world, I have an evangelistic meeting.
今年有18个城市有布道跟特别的聚会。
And this year, for 18 places.
明年会增加的更多。
And next year, increase.
但我之所以维持到今天，为什么呢？
Because I can keep myself until today. Why?
主的恩典。
God's grace.
Sola gratia.
Sola gratia.
第二个重要原因。
The second.
没有喝酒。
I never drink.
你明白吗？
Understand?
没有喝酒。
Never drink.
所以我的脑。
So my brain.
我的肝。
My liver.
都好好的。
Good.
Amen. 感谢上帝。
Praise God.
为了你们。
Because of you.
我可以好好活着。
I can live well.
可以把道讲得清楚。
So that I can preach clearly.
如果我脑不好呢？
If my brain is no good.
现在弟兄姐妹，上个礼拜讲什么？
What did I say last week?
我们来看，你怎么会来？
You won't come.
我现在脑子比你20岁青年更清楚。
Because my brain is sharper than you as compared to you 20 years old.
每一条讲得清清楚。
Every single statement I preach well.
我像没有病的人一样的。
As if I'm not sick.
站在台上。
And standing here.
有心脏病。
And with a heart.
有肝病。
With a liver disease.
有时有风湿病。
And some arthritis.
有时有胃病。
And some with stomach ache.
全部我当作不一回事。
All these things I would have deemed something to cause me down.
坚守神的工作。
I will persist the word of God.
为什么呢？
Why?
不喝酒。
I never drink.
所以你们青年人听上帝的话。
Listen to the word of God.
不可荒宴醉酒。
Do not in orgies and drunkenness.
接下去说什么呢？
And then,
不可好色邪荡。
And sexuality.
再接下去说什么？
And debauchery.
不可增进妒忌。
And also do not in dissension and jealousy.
好，我就讲到这里好不好？
I'll stop here.
也就我们继续再讲讲。
We'll continue.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.